Welcome to Success Gyan Podcast. This is Surendran Jayshekhar, founder and CEO of Success Gyan. Success Gyan is India's leading platform for personal and professional development. Our goal is to make 8 p.m. the learning hour in this country. To be a great listener requires patience and focus. In today's episode, we have India's leading personal impact coach, Chinna Raheja, who will teach us key listening techniques which can help you to become an effective listener. Are you ready? Let's get started.
Hello and welcome to this episode of Success Gyan Podcast. Today, I'm going to be discussing with you a really key aspect of influence, and that is how to really hear what people are saying. Now, before I begin, how many of you would like to be a better leader, whether you're at home or at work? How many of you want to create deep soul connections with people around you? If you answered yes to either of these questions, then let's talk about a very overlooked part of communication, which is listening. But not just listening, but listening in a way that people feel heard around you. Look, as human beings, we all have a very deep desire to be heard and to be understood. But most of the time, we are busy forming a response in our minds, right? Or we are busy creating a rebuttal. How do I respond to what that person in front of me is saying? And we are all busy creating all of these responses in our mind rather than really listening to the other person. And that is where we lose the opportunity to really connect with people. We lose the opportunity to really impact people and to influence people. And we lose the opportunity to connect on a soul deep level with people. So let's talk about it. Let's talk about listening actively. Now, active listening is a skill which people like you and I can learn. No one's born with it. But it can be learned, it can be mastered, we can build stronger relationships, we can enhance our communication skills, and we can generally avoid misunderstandings between people just by harnessing the power of active listening. So what is active listening? Active listening is completely concentrating on what the other person is saying. It is concentrating on understanding their message, on responding appropriately once you have understood their message. Active listening is not just listening to the words, really, but it is also paying attention to the other person's tone of voice. For example, what is the emotionality in their voice? It is paying attention to their body language. It is paying attention to the emotions which are apparent in their words. It is apparent in their gestures. It is apparent in their facial expressions.
A facial expression is one or more motion.
So it's paying attention to the speaker's tone, body language, and emotions. Now, listening, of course, is an essential part of communication, right? But it's not always easy to truly hear what someone else is saying. Sometimes we are just too busy. We are humans, right? We have our own things which take a lot of mental space. Or we are thinking about what we want to say next. We are distracted by our own thoughts and emotions. But of course, if we want to have meaningful conversations, it's important that we develop our listening skills. Do you know, in our country specifically, communication is often very nuanced. And there are so many cultural factors, social factors that impact how we express ourselves. In our country specifically, there is a lot of nonverbal cues, such as facial expressions, gestures, tone of voice. And these are just as important as the actual words which we speak. It's important that we pay attention to these nuances if we want to really understand what someone is trying to convey to us. Like, for example, I'll give you an example, okay? Many parts of India, it's common to use a lot of indirect language. Have you seen that in your household? Especially when we discuss sensitive topics, right? So if someone is upset about something, they may not come right out and say it, but instead there will be more subtle cues. There will be cues in the emotionality and the tonality of voice. There will be cues in the body language. Sometimes there will just be silence, right? It's important that we pay attention to these nonverbal cues because they can provide such valuable information about how the person is really feeling. And that will happen when we are present and when we are paying attention. Another thing, another aspect of communication is listening to someone entirely before we jump to conclusions or before we offer advice. Oh, it's not easy, right? It is so difficult to keep our opinions to ourselves while we create the space for someone to tell their entire story. Many cases, people who are just telling, they just want to let everything out. They just want to be heard. They just want to be validated. They don't want actually advice or solutions. So it's important to take the time out, really listen to someone's story, and of course, ask them questions, help them clarify their thoughts and feelings. And that puts you in a beautiful space because people feel heard. They feel like you really care. Let's say someone is telling you about a difficult situation that they're facing at work. So rather than immediately giving advice or rather than telling them what they should do, what if you took the time to listen to the entire story? What if you asked questions and helped them unpack some of their feelings? And then once they are completely exhausted, once they feel heard and understood, and when they ask for it, then you can offer your perspective. It will be way more cherished. Your perspective will be way more cherished when it is given when asked. Now, another important skill in truly hearing what people are saying is being present in the moment. And this means putting aside distractions like phones or devices and focusing all of our attention on the person that we are speaking with. It also means that we are open to what they're saying, even if it doesn't align with our own beliefs or opinions. And this, in today's polarized world, is so, so critical that we give the space for people to air their opinions without feeling attacked on our own beliefs and opinions. When you can create that safe space for people, they will feel beautifully heard in your presence. And can I tell you, it is an amazing stealth leadership skill to be present in the moment and make people feel heard. And here in our country, especially, this skill is very important because we Indians, we place a very high value on personal connections and relationships. Being present, being fully engaged in a conversation, it can help us build trust and it can help us strengthen our relationships over time. So in truly hearing what people are saying, what it requires is for us to pay attention to verbal cues, to nonverbal cues, to listen to someone's entire story before offering advice or solutions, and to be present, to be fully engaged in the moment. When we develop these skills, we can improve our communication and we can build beautiful, beautiful relationships, stronger, more meaningful relationships with people around us. Thank you so much for listening in today's podcast, and I hope you found these insights helpful. Till the next episode, keep shining.
Thank you so much for listening. I'm sure this podcast helped you in understanding how to become a better listener. Do share this with your friends, family, or anyone whom you think needs this information. Chinna Raheja will be live in the upcoming masterclass and summits. For more details, log into www.sgsummits.com.